what I want folks to understand, a very important ruling, Meyer versus Nebraska, says it very succinctly. The term liberty denotes not merely freedom from bodily restraint, but also the right of the individual to contract, to engage in any of the common occupations of life, to acquire useful knowledge, to marry, to establish a home and bring up children, to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. The established doctrine is that this liberty may not be interfered with under the guise of protecting the public interest by legislative action. The right to labor is a fundamental right. Your right to contract your labor for the acquisition of property is a non-taxable, fundamental, unalienable right protected by your Constitution and so ruled by the Supreme Court for 108 years. The tax code is written in coded form itself to deceive you into believing you have a liability that never existed. And unless you learn the law, you have to take IRS's word for what their authority is or isn't and what your liability is or isn't. And expect them to tell you the truth because they are your government who is so benevolent and will do everything in your best interest because they love you. In Murdoch v. Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court said, a state, or the United States, may not impose a charge for the enjoyment of a right cited by the Constitution. Now, we can get into all kinds of things. We can get into the fact that the control number mandated by the Office of Management and Budget on the 1040 form is the wrong control number if you want to go that route. And under positive law, Public Law 96-511, Section 3512, any form that requires you to furnish personal information for government purposes must have a correct OMB control number, it must have an expiration date, it must state whether the information is voluntary or mandatory, and if mandatory, it must state the pursuant United States Code section making it mandatory. If any one of those four things are missing, and by the way, all four are missing from a 1040 form. But if even one of them is missing, the law that applies to all people says the document can be considered a bootleg form and can be ignored by the public. So, I mean, we can go to that realm too, but we prefer to stay within the Title 26 code, decipher the code according to their laws, their rules, their handbooks, their manuals, because then they can't say we're wrong, we're being frivolous, and as I said, they can't change it without an act of Congress. And that's why decoding your master file and getting that rebuttal in, eliminating that presumption of liability, is such a powerful tool. And it's an administrative, it's a non-confrontational administrative approach that they're worried about. They've already notified disclosure officers, oh, they're building substantive defenses in our own files with these freedom of information requests. But by law, they have to answer them within a certain time frame as long as they're structured properly. Very important, powerful procedure.